This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Since it is a federal holiday, not much to report in terms of new economic data out today. So we'll start looking out ahead to some private industry numbers that are coming tomorrow. That's when the National Association of Realtors will release its latest data on sales of existing homes. The report will give us a closer look at how the nation's housing market is responding, with rising prices when it comes to renting and rising mortgage interest rates if you're trying to buy. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has this one.
The real cost of buying a house is skyrocketing, says Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors.
The same home purchasing now versus 1 year ago, it would be up about 50% in monthly mortgage payment.
That's because home prices keep rising, so buyers need to get bigger mortgages. And mortgage rates are now around 6%, up from about 3% a year ago. Brad Dillman is chief economist at Cortland.
We're simply waiting for this to happen, where mortgage rates would go back up and reduce what I would describe as artificially strong activity in the floor purchase side.
The impact of the Federal Reserve's recent hike to its benchmark rate is still playing out. Lately, Redfin chief economist Daryl Fairweather has been using the term hibernation to describe this changing housing market.
Just in terms of like how little activity is happening right now for both buyers and sellers.
She says data show the number of pending sales is down 8% from last year, thanks to those higher mortgage rates. But she adds this is hardly a weak housing market.
Homes are selling just as quickly as ever. 50% of homes are still going under contract within 2 weeks.
Buyers are adapting to the fast pace of change, says Jonathan Miller, CEO of real estate appraiser Miller Samuel. But for sellers,
it's hard for them to capitulate to market conditions because they're sort of wedded to what the value is. And then all of a sudden, conditions change.
He says a market where bidding wars for homes have become the norm is just not sustainable. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.